88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen Studio, Bill Bush on the stream. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And on Friday's Sip, it's not Steve Schindler, it's Steve Sterling. Does he have picks of the weekend, Bill?
That's right, I forgot.
Steve is off this weekend. Okay. I'm taking this moment to lock in with Midwest Bank and the national owner of all Midwest banks, Doug Johnson, helped us with the situation the other day. And I thought we'd just use the segue here was perfect because of being part of it. I was part of something yesterday, was one of the most incredible things in my life. And that was, we went to see Mickey Roscoe. Mickey Roscoe is an incredible friend, a plainsman, a 28-year veteran of the fire department. And Mickey has put up an incredible fight, but his time is limited. Mm. And he's in hospice now. Mm. And we had a chance to go over and spend time with him yesterday with the great Northeast Rocket and Plainsman, Dana Jansen, Hall of Famer, Tim Beebe, Hall of Famer, and then Susie Miller, wife of future governor and mayor Scott Miller.
Scott Miller.
And with this, what's taking place right now, and I'm hoping for a little bit, everybody has fatigue, and I'm hoping for a little bit of help, but we were able to put together within 4 hours, a group of us on the phone, we were able to put together, we got 36 people together to donate $1,000. And so we're up to 36,000 for our to get to 50,000 for an endowment scholarship in Mickey's name at Westland. We'll go to a future trainer. And when Susie presented him the award, it was probably the most incredible moment to see the joy and to see the outburst of just tears and what it meant to him to be part of that. And so if anyone has any interest in helping with that, it would be a huge plus. We're going to try to get to another 16,000 a day and be done. We were way over what we thought we'd originally start with. But if there's anyone out there from the fire department, Mickey saved lives. He's a fireman. He's at his house. Someone runs over and says their husband is dying. He's underneath the sink. His heart went into AFib. Mm. Mickey went over and saved his life and then just went back to work what he was doing in his yard. And that was several years ago. That's a classic example of, I owe you one. Imagine for the rest of your life, your neighbor walks by, hey, owe you one. Appreciate that a bunch.
Oh, jeez.
But this was just a incredible human. He was the most popular person because all he did was help other people. And we sit with him through the hardest time of his life. And here's why I bring this up for Jake and Steve. We're leaving the house. And he stops me. He says, hey, Bill, I got to tell you something. When I got diagnosed with this, he said, I was in the worst place of my life. And I listened to the show. And your show put me in a complete different frame of mind and changed my entire path of how I attacked this cancer diagnosis. He said, your show, which is obviously originated by Steve and Jake, is what changed my life and how I deal with everything. And not one time do you ever hear him complain or say a word. But again, if there's someone out there that can help, I'd love to have him text in the text line. I can reach out to you or hit me up on Twitter. But Mickey Roscoe, his kids, Grant and Taylor, his awesome wife, Carla, incredible plainsman. And this is a tough situation, but what a human. And he changed lives. And it just means a lot to us to be part of that. But if we can help jump on this fundraiser, I'd love it. Dollar per breaker would do it. Thanks a bunch.
God bless you.
402-464-5685. Text if you want to be a part of that. We are now joined, as we are every Friday. It's time to talk some football with our friend Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. How are things going down in Miami today?
Good, but probably gained 2-3 pounds last night. We don't get too many trick-or-treaters anymore. They go to these safe streets areas, and so I ended up eating a lot of chocolate bars and sweating out that Jets game last night.
Ooh, what a night for you.
It's a good night, Lee. It's not
that
bad.
You know how hard it is for me to root for the Jets?
To me, it's impossible. I cannot do that.
If you had hundreds of clients, Louis, sure, maybe almost thousands of clients, banking on you winning a game, you'll root for almost anyone. Trust me.
That's fair. Jets
and
win.
They're 2-6. They're now 3-6.
Yes, the Jets win 21-13. It wasn't a pretty game, but they put it away and they got off their 5-game losing streak. So Jets 3-6 after last night.
Did they cover? Is that what's going on?
They did cover.
They won 20. Was it 21-13? How about this? So, my daughter, who lives in New York City, her boyfriend, even though he grew up in New York and then moved to Miami, actually went to the same high school she went to, but 3 years older, and now he lives back in New York. He's a huge Jets fan. You talk about being a mush. Until last night's win that he went to, he had lost 14 straight times going to Jets games.
Ouch. That's a lot of pain.
That is a remarkable occurrence. Yes.
14. And when they dropped the ball, you saw where the guy on the reverse drops the ball on the 1-yard line before he goes in for the touchdown.
Yes, I saw that.
You guys see that?
Yep, mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, if I could just sense his pain in our group text, and he's responded something like, that's something only a Jet could do. But my daughter made him, she bought him a ticket for the game and said, the only way I'm letting you go and buying the ticket is on the condition you wear a red clown nose during the game.
You're
so
kidding
he wore
me.
That with his jersey. So
really?
And it worked out, apparently.
Yeah. So
that sounds fun.
He's going to have to do it every game now. You would have thought that they won the Super Bowl with the video that he sent afterwards.
Is that right?
Well,
is that right?
But that's a Jets fan for you, right?
They're desperate. I'm a desperate Dolphins fan, so I feel I feel their pain. I get that. But let's get to this weekend's games, Lee. In college football, the Big Ten, Iowa is a 3-point favorite against Wisconsin tomorrow. How do you see this game playing?
So I'm getting texts and emails from my Iowa friends and clients. Oh, now we finally found a quarterback. No, you found someone that presented something different, and you were playing a really bad team. I mean, they beat their quarterback, the new quarterback of the week, Brendan Sullivan.
You got it.
Came from Northwestern. He beat his old team. Of course, he knew what they were going to do. I don't think he's the answer here. I think they're going to stack the box, Wisconsin, for this game. They're going to, I think, be able to slow down Caleb Johnson running the football here. I think Wisconsin's passing game starting to show some life here. They just were flat last week in their game against Penn State. I think the wrong team's favorite here. Wisconsin, 24-21, straight up.
Not sure why they'd be flat, though, against Penn State. Big game,
made no
undefeated
sense.
Team.
Made no sense. Sometimes just, you know, you get out there, and the way you match up against a team, it happens. You guys never had that when you were going playing sports?
We have, yeah. We've seen Nebraska the same way, too. It's unfortunate. He says Badgers, 24-21, wrong team favorite, Iowa, Wisconsin. Next up. Also, Big Ten, Oregon, number one, Oregon, 15-point favorites at Michigan. Does Michigan get the upset, or does Oregon keep on rolling?
You know what? I think there's just no super teams this year. I don't think we are going to see anyone in the Big Ten just roll through undefeated. I really don't. I think it's going to be like the SEC. I think Texas A&M is going to lose a game somewhere. Michigan starting to get it going. Tuttle was not the answer at quarterback. He retired. Now they got two guys, and I think they're using them how they can be most successful. Not that they're great, but putting them in situations where they run plays that they do best. And their defense is still pretty darn good, rock solid. Now you're going to ask Oregon to go on the road. And they have better skill players in Michigan, no doubt. But to go on the road and win by more than two touchdowns, I don't think so. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think Michigan mucks up the game. Oregon, 26-17. I'll take the more than two touchdowns and Michigan Wolverines at home.
Okay. All right, moving on. I'm going to join my Lee Sterling Paramount Sports. Lee, Indiana is still undefeated with Coach Kurt Cignetti. They head on the road to Michigan State as 7.5-point favorites. Does the magic keep rolling for the Hoosiers?
I think they can win this game, but now all of a sudden the target's on their back and teams are going to prepare for them. I think also without their starting quarterback, Rourke, who might be back in a couple weeks, I think they're going to have trouble scoring like they did early in the season. I think you're going to see more on the lines of 25 to 30 points scored in a game, and if that's the case and you're going on the road, do you really want to lay more than a touchdown? I think Michigan State is a young team getting better, learning. It takes a while to learn how to win, and they actually outstated Michigan on the road last week, but lost by 7, and I think they're going to be able to move the ball. The question is, can they put it in the red zone here? I think Indiana survives the scare 27-24 and moves to 9-0, but I think they're going to get their first point spread loss here, the 13th-rated Hoosiers. Indiana 27-24, Michigan State covers.
Hoosiers still yet to trail in a game so far, Lee. 8-0, they have not trailed in a single
game
this
season. Was the whole game.
Yeah, against Washington it was.
Yeah, Washington just was never able to recover from that. It can be a 14-point swing. That's a lot for a team.
And here's the big one.
Now, this is the big one. Now, again, Nebraska last week pushed Ohio State to the brink in Columbus, lost 21-17. But the Buckeyes go into Penn State as 3.5-point favorites. Penn State undefeated. Buckeyes the one lost by 1 point to Oregon a couple weeks ago. And again, did not look good against Nebraska. Do they cover 3.5, or is it Penn State getting the big win at home?
I don't think Ohio State is exactly who we thought they were. And they should have played much better against Nebraska last week. Give Nebraska credit, though. But I just have a feeling that offensive line, if you watch them, they were dominated by Nebraska. Top two running backs only accounted for 54 rushing yards on 20 carries. Now, I have been going against James Franklin for years in big games, and he, in the past, has been very tough to back. But some things have changed. If you watch the USC game in the second half, they made some really good adjustments on defense and on offense. He was able to finally find an offensive coordinator in this kid from Kansas who is more aggressive. They were just way too conservative in big games, and I like what they did in the second half against USC. USC, probably the most similar team we'll see to Ohio State that Penn State has faced. And at home, I think they finally pull off an upset over a top-five team here. Penn State gets the win. Round team favored,
27-23. Penn State. Ooh. And that'd be two losses for Ohio State.
Yeah. Ooh.
With Indiana still on the schedule and Michigan on the schedule still for the for the Buckeyes. That would be rough for Ryan Day.
Yep. What's the over-under on that game, Lee?
Let me check for you.
Please do.
Yeah.
Thank you for
what you're thinking on that game.
I like your pick. I don't know if it'll be that high scoring. That's why I'm wondering. Okay. I like your pick.
Penn State. You don't think it'll be 50 points scored in that game?
I don't. I don't. Mm.
It is. It's, total is 46.5.
Okay.
So I'm not much over the total.
Yeah, no, you're not much over the total. I'd still go under 46. I take the under.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Moving on to our game. Lee, Nebraska is desperate to make a bowl game. It's been since 2016. Yeah. They sit at 5-3. Last year, they were 5-3. Entering November, went 0-4 in the month, went 5-7, missed a bowl game. Tomorrow, they host UCLA, who is 2-5. Looked good against Rutgers a couple weeks ago, but the Bruins are 2-5. Nebraska, 6.5-point favorites. Do they get bowl eligible tomorrow?
So let me ask you this question. What would you rate, how would you rate both coordinators for Nebraska so far this year? Grades from A to F.
It depends on, well, Tony White, I'd give a B+.
Defense.
Okay.
Yep.
And Satterfield, I'd give a C-.
Okay. I think we're pretty much, what would you say, Jake?
Close. I'd say, Tony White, B+. Satterfield, C- to D+, maybe, in that range.
Okay.
No better
than
C-.
I was thinking C- to D+. Same. So we're
same,
thinking alike.
Yeah, we're very much alike.
I think in this game, for them to be successful, they need to throw the ball to open up the running game.
Okay.
UCLA has gradually improved against a schedule with three ranked opponents and run heavy teams like Indiana, Minnesota, and Penn State. They are going to face a team, Nebraska is, where the run D is actually, believe it or not, 12th in the country. Mm-hmm. So I think that if they throw the ball, maybe do a little bit of hurry up, they would be successful. They don't have, UCLA does not have a whole lot of depth on defense. So that's what I would do.
Okay.
Use the pass to set up the run. We'll see how this plays out.
Okay.
But going to mention this. If things continue, I don't know how happy Dunrail is with the situation there, but I know Miami would love to maybe entertain someone
He's
like him.
He's poaching Raiola.
Yep.
Come on, Lee. We need him here.
Lee, what are you doing?
Don't poach Dylan. We need him here.
You're freaking people out, Lee. It's not your role. Don't freak people out.
I'm just saying, if they run the ball like 40, 45 times in this game, and it's a close game, I would rather maybe or at least consider putting yourself in the portal and going to a place like Miami. Look, I think the kid Cam Ward's going to win the high school.
This is tampering right now.
Tampering
on the airways at the ticket.
Another
I want to stand for it, Lee.
Could be in the portal, Connor Wegman for Texas A&M.
Why don't you go tamper with Wegman?
We need Dylan here. Come on, Lee. What, you're killing me.
How about Wegman? Just focus on Wegman,
I'll
Lee.
I'll set him for Wegman because I want both schools to do well. But I think UCLA can be had. I think it's a lot of fool's gold that they've improved that much here. I still don't think they're a good team. So if Nebraska covers, we might move the grade up to maybe a C if they throw the ball a lot here. I think they win and cover 31-20. If not, Dylan, come on down.
No, Dylan, don't listen to Lee. We need him here. Last one, Lee.
You can visit him and come to Miami. You can visit him and then see a Dolphins game the next day.
Just blatant tampering.
Just tampering on the ticket today.
Come on.
Unbelievable. Last one, Lee. Big 12 matchup. Iowa State undefeated. 13.5-point favorites against Texas Tech on Saturday.
Anyone wants to get this game for free, be one of the first five callers. I have a real strong opinion on this Iowa State-Texas Tech game. Call 800-400-9741. First five callers, and we actually had a losing week for our clients last week, went 5-7, first losing week in 6 weeks, but we've won 7 of 9 weeks. We won in September, won in October. It's not November here at Paramount Sports. We call it November. We won last night with the Jets. You want to hop on board on a big play? You can get 5 weeks of action on our phone service, normally $597, just $397. Where do you do it all? ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. Start winning today.
Lee, in advance, I want to apologize. You're going to get a lot of people that are not happy with you for tampering with Raiola.
So
just
that.
Prepare your Twitter feed for that. Prepare for that on Twitter.
I root for you guys too, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to open up the offense for your quarterbacks. Got to make it exciting. You got to make it successful, and I think they can do a better job.
Okay.
If not, they're going to have to find another offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Or Dylan, come on down.
He doesn't need your money,
Lee.
Lee
Sterling.
He does not need your money.
I know he may not need our money, but Heisman trophies are nice. Winning, playing an easier schedule. Did you see the schedule Miami played this year?
Yes.
Not one ranked team. Zero.
Wow. And he almost lost to Va Tech at home. That pass was caught.
Grenades,
but, right? All right, Lee. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you next week.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You know, just saying. All right.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Give him a call, 800-400-9741, or go to ParamountSports.com.
Unexpected curveball from Lee.
That took a turn we weren't expecting.
We had tampering on the airwaves by Lee Sterling for Dylan Raiola.
Jake will not stand for that.
Unbelievable. Can't believe this. Well, Lee's picks, if you're just tuning in, were this. Iowa is a 3-point favorite. He has Wisconsin winning the game outright, 24-21 against the Hawkeyes.
He's not big on Brendan Sullivan.
As you said, Sullivan was at Northwestern last year, so he did know the defense.
Cheat code.
Yeah.
He did look better.
I agree.
Look how he moved, right? Looked like as a quarterback. Northwestern is horrific.
Right.
I mean, they're bad. It's a bad football.
I mean, I tend to make Brendan Sullivan sound like Jim Zorn. He's just Brendan Sullivan. You got to remember that.
Jim Zorn.
A young nice Zorn or nice. An older Zorn?
I'd say younger Zorn. Remember Live Leg Zorn, Bill?
Yeah, but he doesn't have a Steve Largent, so I don't know.
That's true.
No.
Jake, are you aware of the great Seahawks teams?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and Steve Largent was excellent.
Zorn was a
excellent.
Lefty.
Wasn't Zorn the head coach of the Redskins Commanders for a little bit, too?
For a little bit.
See, yes, I know Jim Zorn.
Yep.
I know that name.
A cup of coffee.
Okay, Lee has Oregon not covering but beating Michigan. The line is 15. He has an Oregon 26-17 winning at Michigan. I'm okay with that, not covering the 15.
I'm okay.
Okay. Indiana, he has winning but not covering 7.5. Google me goes into East Lansing and wins 27-24 against Michigan State.
This seems like a gigantic game to me. For Google,
they could be 9-0. They could be 9-0. Has Ohio State as 3.5-point favorites, losing outright to Penn State 27-23. You thought that score was too high.
A little too high. Bill, are you watching that game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be good. Text me during the game, please. I'll be out and about. Bill, now I'm not telling you what to do. You have your own life. But a couple update texts would be nice with some degree of commentary.
I will have some commentary and some things that I'm seeing because I'll have multiple TVs going. So
good job.
You will be in stadium. So sometimes you lose touch a little bit because you're riding on a particular game.
Right.
So 27-23 Penn State over Ohio State Purley. And even though he tried to tamper and get Dylan Raiola to leave Nebraska to Miami to his beloved Canes, he has Nebraska beating UCLA 31-20 as 6.5-point favorites and getting to a bowl game with three games to go, 31-20. That could be a high scoring for tomorrow with the rain situation also.
What if the pundit started doing that all of a sudden, Herb Street? Well, I think he's playing pretty well, but I think he'd be better off if he transferred to Penn State.
Clad. Like to get him to Colorado next season.
Shadur's
gone. Who's going to take over Shadur?
People start getting involved in like that. And obviously, they've not done that, but it'd be must see TV.
It would be super funny if Herb Street just went all in on somebody.
What if the president commissioner, whatever the title is, of the playoff committee, which is Ward Manuel, I believe, this year, right?
Yes, I think that's right, Bill.
Correct.
What if he made some comments? Well, you know what? Those guys, we almost let them in. They need to get a quarterback, and I would look at the guy from UNLV that's transferring. He might be the guy you might want to get you in next year. It'd be awesome.
It was that Lee threw us quite a curveball.
I was not
today.
Prepared yes. for that.
That was funny.
If you want the Iowa
it was
State,
funny. Yeah.
If you want Iowa State, Texas Tech, or any more games, please call Lee at 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com. Before we get to break, the three words you do not want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh boy, don't want to hear those words.
Imagine if I was hacked right now, guys. I wouldn't be with you.
I know.
I just thought of that. You'd be the two-legged stool.
You wouldn't be streaming with us today.
No.
But you're not hacked because Applied Connective Technologies is here for you, Bill. It's Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties of the state. They are one team for all your tech solutions. We're talking managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. You get a hold of these guys with a free consultation at 866-358-0109 or go to appliedconnective.com.
I got a question for Bill.
Yes.
Yes.
If you've been hacked, who has your back?
The stool?
No, Applied Connective, you idiot.
Applied Connective has your back. He threw him for a loop. He wasn't prepared for your rhyme.
Well, the reason I was a little unprepared for that moment was because I was thinking in my mind when I had to get in there. Will and the whole team is available to talk, but they're all down at Texas Tech right now with the communication with the helmet to coach to helmet communication issues that have went on the encryption.
Oh yes,
they have been whisked down to Lubbock, and they are looking into the potential of what went wrong, and they are securing the helmet, the coach to helmet conversation, so it can't be picked up by a scanner.
Encryption is the word.
I like that word.
Encryption is the word. So they know how to fight that off. So they've been sent from Boone County down to Lubbock to make sure that the helmets are secured. They Joey also, McGuire brought them down.
Also have offices in Columbus.
Yes.
Let's try this again. If you've been hacked, who has your back?
Applied Connect.
There you go. Applied Connective Technologies. Go to AppliedConnective.com today and don't get hacked, because they will make sure you don't get hacked. They'll fix your problems. When we come back.
You're scaring me.
It's time for a freaky football Friday on Bills Thrills. That is
We've
next
got games.
On Early Break on the Ticket.